I must say, it's good to be back from vacation. This is Ed Walker here, across the table from me.
Willard Squat and Eddie, we had many nice calls, but the show will continue on the air, and don't you worry about a thing. I fought for us, and we're going to make it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you held up the ship while I was away.
Don't worry about a thing. Somebody's knocking.
And,
come in.
Come in, please. Yeah.
Good evening, fellas. How do you do? Charlie Staffer is my name, one of the announcers here.
Charlie, all you do is system cues on the network.
Well, from now on, I'm going to be a regular feature on your show.
What do you mean?
Orders from management.
Well, they're back in business again, huh?
That's right. They've never been away.
I see. What's the
just
order?
Just hibernating a little, that's all.
They play hide...
But I have a...
Seek.
I have a little job here, and I hope you won't mind if I come in and do this on your show.
What's your job?
This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
Hey, that's all right. Wonderful. That's great. Well, Charlie, that's nice. And, of course, Eddie, did you know... I mean, I'm sure you did, because I told you earlier... And your mother told you, she's really clever about these things. She's sort of the Dorothy Kilgallen of the Warren Street crowd. She picks up on all those dirty rumors. We are going to have our show played to the armed forces
That's
overseas,
right.
And this is the first
this
one.
This is the first day. So greetings to all you fellows in Korea, in Germany, in France, wherever they're stationed, all over the world. This is quite a thrill for us, and we're very happy about it.
I understand the Eskimos are complaining.
That's right.
They got too much blubber up there.
And I don't know. There's a lot of guys that...
Blabber, I'm sorry.
A lot of guys that are trying to get out now. They found out we're on the air, and they're trying to get out of the service, but, you know. We have a nice show, though, we think, coming up for today.
Eddie,
what do we
have? Met Sergeant Sock. He's the man in charge over here. He's from the Army. He's the representative over there.
All right, you guys, shape up. We got a great show coming up here. Want our boys to be entertained.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Keep them laughing.
Yeah, okay.
Get me?
Yeah. Okay, Sergeant.
I'm going to stand by and personally approve every joke you guys do. If you don't like it, it's 10 demerits each time.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Right.
Sergeant Sock is going to be our Army representative, and he'll take care of us in some small way.
I'm still waiting.
All right, Sergeant.
No laughs yet.
All right, Sergeant. Would you, my Sergeant, would you, Bob Haynes, Bob, would you, Bob, yeah, Bobby, walk the Sergeant out so he can hear this. Sergeant, the show sounds much better on a speaker.
Three, four,
okay,
one,
thank you.
Two,
okay.
Three, four,
thank you. I think, Charlie Staffer.
Yes, yes.
Would you leave the studio? We are very nervous when we have people in.
You want me to leave, too?
Yeah.
I've said my line.
No, you come in. Remember, you come in at the end of the show and say that.
Oh, fine.
What's the line again now?
This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
Thank you.
I better go out and rehearse that.
Yeah,
that's a big line for me.
Okay. Hello, fellas. We're
slowly getting everybody out of the studio here. Georgie Brewington's our engineer on the board. Arthur Page is back.
Back from vacation. What a nothing.
Thank you, Arthur.
Do we have an award today?
Yes, we do, Eddie. The golf pros from all of the Washington country clubs have just voted this show so far under par, it's a hole-in-one.
The sergeant just fainted in the control room there, I
think. He's tapping on the glass.